Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy wants clarity from Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. He's demanding she testify before Congress to address concerns about a proposal that could allow school districts to buy guns for teachers. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, Murphy says DeVos is violating bipartisan consensus that federal funds should not be used to arm teachers.
In late August, DeVos said she had no intention of taking any action that would expand or restrict how states decide to spend federal funding from the Student Support and Academic Enrichment Grants. It's her inaction that Murphy says is a problem.
The Department of Education exists in some way to tell states what they can and can't use federal dollars for. They do it all the time. So it would be a very proper exercise of her authority as secretary to say, Congress has made it clear that you can't use federal education dollars to arm schools. She chose not to do that. She chose to tell Congress that she will take no action and preserve the flexibility in the law.
The language within the Every Student Succeeds Act says more about what can be done with the funds, like improving access to academic resources and technology, than what can't. There's no mention of prohibiting gun purchases. Connecticut Education Commissioner Diana Wentzel says using those funds to buy weapons under the guise of improving school safety and learning environments will have the opposite effect.
Schools need to be places where our students feel safe and welcome. They come and are ready to learn, and they should not be turned into barracks or fortresses.
If the department moves forward without clarifying exactly how the grants can be used, it could be the first time a federal agency allowed gun purchases without a congressional mandate. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.